It was around 4 p.m. on the Third Mainland Bridge, and as usual, thousands of drivers were struggling hard to maneuver their vehicles out of gridlock. Unfortunately for the young commercial driver, his bus hit a private car, but the impact was not strong, so the car sustained a minor scratch, negligible that its owner was obviously not ready to make any trouble. But the young commercial driver saw the situation differently as he quickly alighted from his bus, took to his heels and took a dive in the lagoon at the Worosuki end of the Third Mainland Bridge, putting eyewitnesses in shock. One of the eyewitnesses, a bus conductor who helped in rescuing the victim, said the suicide mission failed when a mobile policeman and other men at the scene rescued him.
For somebody to commit suicide is another offense. It's a taboo. Nobody wants to arrest. It is 14 that is crashing. It is just saying, right? That you can't even use record to claim. That's the guy, just like one who grew up guy. Now we face their bros, what are you doing? Come on, we pack them. Come see from people, all these SSS people, all of them. Just pack them, carry gun. They run them, come on, in some suits.
Others at the scene said they were baffled why the bus driver, who seemed to be full of life, would want to end his life because of an incident that was nothing at all. Reacting, a psychologist, Mrs. Ifeyinwa Wago of Pan Atlantic University, Lagos, said for a human being to try to take his or her life, is a mental health problem that requires urgent management to halt future suicide attempts.
Anybody that has tendency towards suicide is a mental health issue. Normal human beings will always think of survival, no matter what the situation is. It's in human nature to be alive. So once someone is on that threshold of being pushed to think of ending your life, then there's something basically wrong.
While also blaming rising cases of suicide in the society on economic hardship, Awago advised Nigerians to drastically cut their taste for material things to cope with the difficult times.
In this country, generally, for people that shouldn't be below poverty level, find themselves there because of inability to manage our means and to manage our resources. All the levels of media that have different kinds of audience try through their program to discuss ways of weeding through hard times.
Meanwhile, the young man who attempted suicide was taken away by the police. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.